Now the time is just coming up to 11:29. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98FM. Now, we've been talking this morning about the weather and how cold it is outside, but this won't make a difference if you get the flu this year. So joining me in the studio, as I mentioned earlier, is Dr. Krishna Ramkulawan, who is here from the CCG Essex County Council. He's here to talk about the flu jab. Now, at Basildon and Brentwood CCG, last year, the number of people who had their flu jabs was much lower than other places in the country. And you're here, Doctor, to tell us all about the flu jab and why people should get it done, because it is really, really important. Now, you've got your nice hot cup of tea, nice and relaxed.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me in today.
You're welcome.
In a nice, warm place, given that it is getting cold out there.
Yes.
And I think it is very important people know that, you know, the winter weather does impact on people's health, you know, significantly, and that we have a lot of challenges around managing people's having cold, but also having flu, more importantly.
Yeah.
There's always a challenge around people being able to differentiate what is a cold, what is a flu. Just like everything else, a cold is very much a infection that you can sort of manage normally. Mm. It takes a few days and things like that. But if you're vulnerable,
yep.
So we have a number of people in that sort of group.
So this is for the flu jab. We are actually going to be talking about Stay Well campaign, which is what you're involved in as well. Can anybody have the flu jab, or is it just specific people that can have it done?
So anyone can have the flu jab.
Yep.
I mean, there are very, very few people who may be contraindicated for having a flu jab. Normally, the clinician would know that, the GP they visit. But the flu jab is available free.
Yep.
To a number of groups. So anybody over the age of 65 can have a flu jab. Anybody who has got a long-term condition, whether they've got a heart disease or they've got, you know, suffering from cancer or had a stroke in the past. So, you know, your GP will know that and be able to advise you. Currently, we've launched a new program around those aged between 2 and 7.
Yeah.
So, again, children who are in what we call year 1, 2, and 3 at school will receive their flu jab as part of the school health program. Carers, we advise people who are carers, caring for other people, to have the flu jab. Yeah. They're working in care homes as well. Staff working in care homes are usually advised to do that. And all pregnant women. So for the last 3 years, we've been running a campaign encouraging pregnant women, because they are vulnerable when you're pregnant.
Mm.
You're more likely to have lower immune system and contract the flu.
Because when people say, as you said earlier, you say, oh, I've had the flu, I've been off work, I've had the flu, and it's like, no, you've had a cold. So the difference between having a common cold, where sometimes antibiotics will not work for colds, really, it's decongestants, maybe having paracetamols, things like that. What is so different about the flu? And because people do say, I've been off with the flu and they've had a cold. So say what the difference is, really, for when you get the flu, what are the symptoms?
Okay, well, when you've got the flu, you would know you're very unwell.
Mm.
You would normally run a high temperature. You will feel very weak. Some people suffer, most people tend to suffer from aches and pains from the joints. You're more likely to feel very unwilling to eat or drink, but you need to make sure you do eat and drink regularly. Unlike a cold, as you say, you know, it's something that you feel not too well, a bit sniffly, you may have a bit of a cough at the end of it. Normally you're looking at 3 to 4 days. You know, most people will have a cold clear, but normally with flu, it's unlikely to be the case. It's likely to last much longer.
Mm.
And obviously the symptom gets more severe if your immune system is low. If you are the risk, people in the at-risk groups, you're younger, you're pregnant, you're already unwell from other conditions you may be suffering, the chances are, you know, you could have more serious consequences to your flu. And unfortunately, you know, we also have people who end up, on the other side of it, which increase our mortality rate.
Yeah.
Because they were not able to recover from the flu at all.
Mm. Does it make you more susceptible to things like pneumonia, having the flu?
Most definitely. I think you would see a number of people who would end up being admitted to hospital. And pneumonia normally is the first point of complication that starts from a flu.
Mm.
For people on low immunity, it can make your heart condition worse.
Yeah.
So your blood pressure will go down during the winter. And that in itself, you know, can create a lot of problems for people.
Now, my mum is 86. You won't mind me saying that.
Yep.
Still very glamorous. But she has the flu jab every year.
Yep.
She's had that done, well, so I think, since she turned 65. But she's always had the flu jab. So she, therefore, might get the sniffles, but she doesn't get the flu. She's not able-bodied. What happens, because you obviously get a lot of people who are in their 80s that would like to have this done. How can they actually get people to come to the house to do it, or do they have to go to the doctor's surgery? How easy is it to actually get it done if you're not able-bodied?
We have got different services and different patches. My advice is always to ring your practice, your GP practice, ask them about what alternative there would be for people not able to attend their own clinics.
Yep.
But I have to stress, people must do is always ring the practice to see when the next clinic is on, as well, so that they can book in, because there is normally a perception that you're going to be informed about it.
Yeah.
That may not always be the case. So I'll advise everybody who fits in the age group and then the list we just talked at the earlier part, to phone the practices, and then if they are not able to go in themselves to have it done, is ask what options and opportunities there would be for somebody to come and visit and do that for them.
Now, it's a simple injection top of the arm. Takes what, 30 seconds, if that?
Yeah, not even that. You know, I had mine done 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I would have been happy to take a picture and then show to people that I had mine done. I suffer from a heart condition. And for the last 10 years, I've been having the flu jab.
Mm.
So touch wood, I've not had the flu for the last 10 years at all.
Yeah.
I've always been quite lucky having had my flu jab as well. I would advise people to, you know, turn up, have it done. It's very quick and easy, you know. And if you are under the age of 8, you don't need to have a flu jab. It's a nasal spray that are used for young children.
Yeah.
It's easy to do.
I think there'll be a few adults that say they'd want that as well.
they may not be entitled to that option.
You can't have that option.
I'm not, yeah.
Are there any symptoms when you have a flu jab? Do you sometimes get a few symptoms of a cold, or is that not something that happens?
Well, I think most people will recognize the symptoms of a cold at the start. Mm. The flu probably starts a bit similar to that.
I mean, when they've had the injections, do they get any reactions with the injections or
It's very unlikely. I think a lot of people say, oh, well, it feels a bit achy and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But that's the body reacting to the injection as well, because obviously what you do is you are putting in a not a live virus in the body, what we call an attenuated vaccine. It goes into your body. Your body is starting to react to it. What is it doing? It's basically producing that sort of response required. We call them antigens required for if you get the flu, it's ready to fight the flu off.
Yeah.
You know, so it might give you a bit of a temperature. You might feel a bit achy for a couple of days, but usually around the area where you've had the injection more than anything else. I know there are some people who have said, I end up getting a cold from it. It is not. It's just a reaction the body is having for a couple of days. But you should go after that. But if it doesn't, my advice is, you know, talk to the pharmacist about it.
With the flu, and I didn't realise, because you think the flu is just the flu, or maybe that was just me. But I was thinking, why do you have to have an injection every year? Because obviously, if you get the flu and you have the injection, same thing for like polio, whether you had measles vaccine, that you have these things done and then you don't have to. Why do you have to have an injection every year?
Yeah. Well, the flu virus is a very clever virus, and it mutates every year. Mm. And you have different strains every year. And obviously, the vaccine that's produced on an annual basis is based on the strain that is at the time very prevalent. And obviously, as it changes, you can't have the same flu jab. So the one you had last year would have been effective in responding to the same virus, but not to the one that's mutated this year. Unfortunately, with the overutilization of antibiotics and people feeling that, you know, it's a bit of a silver bullet to have antibiotics for everything, but it's not.
Yeah.
That's why we keep saying to people, you know, please, you know, don't use antibiotics if you don't need. Same thing that in terms of encouraging medics not to prescribe them when it's not required.
Mm.
So that's the main reason is the virus changes. It's the shape almost as it is. If you could describe a shape, it changes its shape, and you need a vaccine that would then be effective. So the new vaccine is produced to enable us to do that.
Because we were only talking last week or the week before with, I can't remember the lady's name who came in, was talking about medical waste and the amount of tablets. And I said, well, I always put mine in the bin. I didn't even know you could take them back. That's what you're meant to do. Never do that, by the way. You take them back to the surgery and then they destroy them for you, because medical waste costs millions of pounds a year. Absolutely. And I was not aware of that until one of the guys came in last week to talk about that from CCG. So tell us a little bit about the you were saying about there's been low rates for actually people having the flu jab in this area. Why has that been an issue?
I think that sometimes, unfortunately, people talk negatively about immunization overall, you know, whether it's children immunization or older people. And I think a couple of years ago, there was some campaign around where we had the wrong flu jab. Unfortunately, the strain changed so rapidly that the jab that had already been administered, because we started the flu jab campaign normally around early September.
Yeah.
May not have been as effective as it would have been. You know, that's just unfortunate as it was. It hasn't done any damage, but it has prevented a lot of people being unwell, which is important. So we are unsure as well whether people are as aware as they should be that they are entitled to a free flu jab in the categories that I've highlighted earlier. And I think it is important that we raise the campaign. And so we've launched the Stay Well campaign again this year. And we're working with a number of partners across Basel and Brentwood as well to try and raise awareness around, you know, the need for people to go in and have their flu jab and making sure they are aware of it, you know. And so the campaign is basically aiming to do that part of it, is to say, you know, if you are in these groups, you are entitled to a free flu jab. Please, you know, phone your GP and make sure you have access to that.
And that is especially important for the elderly, as you said, for the old vulnerable people who are older, because it can lead to things like pneumonia and very serious, including, you know, people dying from getting the flu. And they can actually stop you from getting the flu by having the injection. Is it available to people that might just work in an environment, maybe they deal with the general public? Can people pay to have the flu jab as well if they're in their sort of jobs?
Yeah, you can. I mean, obviously, if you're not in the category where it's been deemed, you can have them free. You can pay and have the flu jab. A lot of the pharmacists do them.
How much is it? And,
is it? I think it varies. It's anything from £8 to £12, depending where you are.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, Boots, I know, run a campaign as well. But a number of pharmacists, again, it's just approaching the pharmacy to see, you know, can have access to that. It doesn't cost a lot, and it's likely to, you know, save you the hassle and the pain of having to sit there and suffer for a whole week, probably, and maybe longer.
And good for the self-employed like myself. Actually, that's the thing about that. That's good. Especially because I do singing as well. I'd like to be well around Christmas time. So the Stay Well campaign. How long have you been organised? How long have you been involved in this?
Yeah, so the Stay Well campaign is basically a Stay Warm, Stay Well campaign that we've been running for about 15 years, really. Yeah. It just changes its name slightly every year. So we tend to start the planning for the Stay Well campaign in August.
Yeah.
And we've been working with a number of agencies. So locally, the Council for Voluntary Services have been leading the campaign for us alongside, you know, all the NHS organisations, the County Council Public Health Team. Are driving a lot of that. Is about, you know, using the opportunities to raise a number of issues around how do you stay well, you know. So the flu jab is one element of it, and I think it's important we talk about the other stuff. You know, my advice is always, you know, if you feel the early stages of a cold or flu, please, first thing to do, I would advise people, go to your pharmacist, have a chat about it, and get advice as quickly as possible. Make sure that especially if you've got younger families and you're unlikely to be going out in and out all the time, get the right medicines in, you know, whether it's you know, your ibuprofen, your paracetamol, or whatever you may need in the house. Keep them in when you need them. You know, you've got them at hand, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you need these things when these places are shut. Most importantly, I think it's important people keep their homes warm.
Yeah.
You know, what we advise is the national advice is keep your house to 18 degrees centigrade or 65 degrees Fahrenheit, if we're still using the old money, as we call it. And what we have done at Essex County Council is today we're launching the formal County Council Stay Well campaign. There is the Essex Energy Switch, which provides you with the opportunity to switch providers very, very easily. Mm-hmm. You know, on average, most of the people who've switched so far have saved about £260.
Is this where you buy in as a group? Is this where you buy in as a group, sort of, and the prices go down?
So basically, we've done a deal through the council. So you just basically go in, if you go online and do it. If not, you know, I can give you a number at the end of this where you can phone one of the local CVSs, and they will help you to access it easily. They can help you with doing it as well. So basically, you're switching providers and you save a lot of money. I mean, most people can do that now online. I mean, I do it all the time. And I usually go back to my own provider and say, well, I'm going to switch to this. Mm. You know, I'm going to get a better deal. And suddenly you'd be surprised you get a good deal yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you get a better deal that's already on there.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's important because people are worried about energy cost. And let's be fair, it's been really, really high in the last few years. But you've got to keep your home warm because that's where all the problems will start. If you're living in a cold place, you're sleeping in a cold place, you're sitting in a cold place. Mm. Especially for older people who are vulnerable, they are not very active, they're not going out a lot. You know, they're on their own sometimes, you know, so it is important people do that. Also, what I would say is we're trying to get people to say, you know, keep active. You don't have to be staying indoors, you know. Yeah, don't wait for it to be icy to go out because then there are other risks associated with that. But even within the home, you know, keep walking around, you know, do stuff that will keep you a bit more active because the warmer you are, the more active you are, the least likely you'll be vulnerable. You will reduce that level of vulnerability.
And what are these warm packs?
Yeah, so there are various things you can access in terms of the warm packs, you know, from people who may not have gloves and socks and, you know, things like that. But it also gives you other things around the Warm Front initiatives, which looks at how do you look at draft excluders, increasing the ability to keep your home warmer. There are other initiatives around that, you know. So I don't know all the details about it, but again, I will give you a number at the end that people can do that. And it's now trying to go down the route of saying, you know, if there are people who are out there who may not be able to access these kind of things, they may need help with what food they may need in the house and all that. We've created an advice and support line to advise and support people, so they, at least they can just do is pick up the phone, ring a number, somebody will advise them what to do. They may even be able to come around and help you.
Yeah, and the thing is, as you know, I always go on about my mum. She's very, very stubborn. And it is, as I said, she doesn't look 86. She's doing ever so well. But again, when you were talking about changing providers, she'd be like, oh no, don't want to change provider. They might cut me off and I'll have no... And it's really just, you know, to say no, because it's a different... she is starting to use Facebook. She's posting all over the place now on Facebook, which is good. But if you can get your older, whether they be a grandparent or, your mother, father, a little bit onto the net, they can find out things themselves. And I found with my mum over the last couple of months, she's had she's got an iPad, and before she's never been interested, but now I've looked up the other day, she's been staying with me a few days, the light from it's just shining on her face continually, which means if you get older people interested in technology, they can find out, it doesn't become so worrying to change over your electricity. They can find out about the flu jab, they can find out about warm packs. And the information is there because obviously if you're watching television, we're a different generation where we look at things online a lot more and we want to try and get the best deal, with my mum's generation kind of would have stuck with one product really forever. They wouldn't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good idea to try and get your grandparents. It's also good for communication as well. Try and get them involved a little bit on social media and looking on the internet, because it does make a difference. And it's also, if they're on their own, if their partner's not with them anymore, they can communicate with the rest of the family and friends and things like that.
Absolutely.
And it's getting that information, as you said, as well.
It is. Michelle, I think it's a great thing. Social media is very important. You know, there's a lot of work going on around getting people who are not accessing social media or using it currently, whether they're older, but, you know, it's not just older people. There are some other communities where people may not have access to it easily. Yeah. There's a lot of work going on around supporting and making sure people have access to it, because that's the way, that's the future of accessing health information. And I think there's a lot of work that I'm myself leading across the districts in Essex with trying to bring together a number of the health and wellbeing information into one place. And I'm working with HealthWatch on pulling together, because we've got so much information out there. It's the challenge is also about, where did you go?
Yeah.
You know, so we've set ourselves a big challenge over the next 12 months to try and bring this information a bit closer together, whether people are using the web or the mobile. Again, the mobile is now the new thing, isn't it? And so we're going to be doing that. So certainly what I would say is the two things that I would advise people to do is, we've got an Essex lifestyle app that will signpost you to a number of keep well, keep warm activity, as well as their website, which is the Living Well website. Again, just do a search on that and you will find it. So Living Well Essex will take you to the website. It will have a lot of the information that I'm about to talked about, or I'll be giving you information and advice about. It's the place to start, because we know the way of the future. You know, starting with the new younger generation, you know, you can forget the press, you can forget anything else.
Yeah.
People, younger generation, they are there, so we just need to make sure anybody who's been left behind in catching up with the technologies are being supported to do that.
And I can tell you, my mum is stubborn, but she has a flu jab every single year, and she's never had the flu. And although she's broken a few bones in her times, and she's not too steady on her legs, she doesn't have the flu, and that's one thing less to worry about when you're getting into your 80s. It really is. And as you said, for vulnerable people, go along, get your flu jab. You don't have to pay for this. It's something you can get done on the NHS.
Absolutely.
Very simple.
Yeah.
So what details have you got for us?
So the two things I would say, first of all, in terms of the flu jab, mm-hmm. if you're unsure, phone your GP practice. They will tell you whether you're entitled to a free flu jab or not. If you want to get one and you're not, you can still pay to have it. As we said, they can give you advice on that. But again, if you're not sure, the one number, the two numbers I'm going to give you, you can phone about anything to do with the Stay Well this winter campaign. So in terms of accessing it in Brentwood, you contact the CVS on 01277 222299.
Yep.
So I say them again, 01277 222299. Or if you're living around or close by in Basildon and you're listening, because I'm doing this on behalf of Basildon and Brentford CCG as well, yep. The number there is 01268 294 124. So it's 01268 294 124.
And those details will be on the website with the details for any websites as well that people can go to.
That's correct.
And next time you come in, I hope you'll come back, we might talk about sugar.
I'll be very happy to talk about sugar. Absolutely. You know, the challenge of obesity is really huge.